Start your day the Turaway in Northwest London, Thursday, 4th of Tishri, 29th September, 9 David Kamshlita. Why is Yom Kippur after Rosh Hashanah? This week's Torah was sponsored by Nishmas Moras Perel, Margolis Pastor Beshua, Kuan Alea Shalom.
Morning, Vishus. Good morning. So, this is the question. The question really is, if you think about it logically, Yom Kippur is a concept of cleansing us. So we remove, Kadosh Baruch Hu removes all the Averus from us. Surely, when we come to Yom HaDin, which is the day when we judge, it's the Yom HaDin, surely we'd be far better off coming to Yom HaDin after Yom Kippur. First, there should be Yom Mechilo Slicho, Kapara, and then afterwards should be a time when we get judged. Question number one. Question number two, same thing in our tefillahs. Hashiveinu avinu l'sorosecho. And then, v'achzireinu b'shuvah shleim alafonecho. And then, slach lono avinu kichotonu. Surely, first slach lono avinu kichotonu. And then, hashiveinu avinu l'sorosecho. These two questions were asked by the great Rabbi Yehuda Adas Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva of Kol Yaakov, one of the big Ovdim, great senior Rashivas of today. I was Zoicha some years back to sit at his Yontov table in Rosh Hashanah, and he asked this question, and he said, he had this question while he was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and he suddenly thought of a moshel to answer it that was so funny that he almost burst out laughing in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. What was the moshel? The moshel was a traveller on his way, and he lost his way. He was looking how to go, didn't know how to go, and of course, he was losing time, and the sun was going down, it was getting darker and darker, and he's fumbling, he can't find his way, as it gets darker and darker, he can't even see the path. So he veers off the path, and he falls into the mud, into that. And he's filthy, and he's smelly, and he's wet, and he's in the right state. And in the distance, he sees there is a light, he sees. And he thinks, oh, some civilization, maybe I can get some help. He walks closer, walks to it. Finally gets close to it, and he sees it's a mansion. So he reckons it must be about 11 o'clock at night. He's shivering, he's absolutely filthy. He knocks on the door, and the butler opens the door. And he says to the butler, I'm so sorry to disturb you so late at night. I'm shivering, I'm cold. Can I just trouble you for a hot cup of tea? So he comes to the butler, asks their squire, the head of the mansion, the owner of the mansion. And he asks him, he says, yes, bring him in, give him a cup of tea. Sits down and starts sipping the cup of tea in the warm house. And their squire comes to sit next to him. And he starts asking him, where are you from? Where are you going to? What's the story? Why are you out at this time of night? And then the squire says to him, terribly sorry, I hope you don't mind me saying, but terrible smell. You're really in a terrible state, he says to him. I've asked my servants to arrange a fresh set of clothing. Go upstairs, they'll escort you upstairs to the bathroom. Have a hot bath. Get rid of all the mess and everything else. Come down with fresh, dry, pleasant clothing. And we'll give you a new fresh cup of tea. So that's what he does. He can't believe his luck. First he sits down, comes. Anyway, the squire gets talking with him again and starts talking to him. In the middle of the conversation, the squire says to him, tell me. He says, you didn't need a hot cup of tea. He says, what you needed was, you needed a fresh set of clothing. You needed to clean up and to get back into a state that was presentable again. Why did you just knock on the door and ask me for a cup of tea? So he says, look, he says, it's 11 o'clock at night. If somebody knocks on your door and they ask you for a cup of tea because they're shivering, you'll have rachmonis and let them in. But if they knock on your door 11 o'clock at night and ask to use your bathroom, you'll throw them out and render them a complete meshugana. What's going on? So it's the same as with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not zeicha to Yom Kippur. Say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, slach lono avinu kichotonu, manda kar shalei. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hashiveinu avinu sorosecho, We say, I come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, and we say, we declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the Melech, you're the one. Then, after we've come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, tries to sit down with us and say to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't sit next to me like this. You're Malei Ovoin, Pshoim, Chatoim. You can't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, off you go, you need the Yom Kippur. Get the Yom Kippur, cleanse yourself up. Then comes the Sukkos. Then sit down, Kamfei Ashchina. Then I can host you and I can spend the time. So therefore, that's the Seidat Dvarim. We wouldn't be zeicher to Yom Kippur. We wouldn't be zeicher to Aslach Lono Avinu Kichotanu if it weren't for the fact that we made the move and wanted to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we figuratively ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a cup of tea, please let us in. Let us in. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, but we need sorting out. This is a beautiful moshel, which really gives us some concept. It's not just a question, why is Yom Kippur not before Rosh Hashanah? It really gives us a focus, very helpful, giving us a focus on what these special days, Sosumei Tshuva, are. In a way, some of the Bali Musa haven't necessarily done us a favor in making us so scared of Yom HaNoraim that we're paralyzed. That's not the idea of Yom HaNoraim. Yom HaNoraim is a time to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are Yomim Nechmodim. These are special days where days of opportunity, where we can come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dirshu Hashem B'Motzoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koru B'Yose Koroiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to come close to us. It's just that we have to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and, so to speak, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu in to our lives. We say every Friday night in Tehillim, Lifnei Hashem Kivo, Kivo Lishpoit Es Haaretz. So the Rav Volbe, Zecher Tzad Livrocha, mentioned to us that it says in Chazal, but I don't know where that is, that Kivo, why Kivo twice? Once Kivo is Rosh Hashanah, and once Kivo is Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is only the beginning. They're all Yimei Adin, they're all Amelech HaKadosh. It's one long period of Din. The start is Rosh Hashanah. To get us in, to break the ice, that's Rosh Hashanah. But these are days we prepare ourselves. Maybe as well at the end of the Dovid Hashem Oriv Yishi, so Kaveh Hashem, Chazak Vameitz Libecho, the Kaveh Hashem, twice. Kaveh Hashem is Rosh Hashanah. Chazak Vameitz Libecho, once we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, he's in control of everything, our destiny is dependent solely upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we've got the koichas in Chazak Vameitz Libecho. We can bring ourselves, pull ourselves together, do a little better, commit ourselves a little more, and then Yom Kippur, the Kaveh Hashem, and that is the Chasima of Din. To mention as well, how to find a schus for these Yimei Adin. I tell you, in Yerushalayim is a very special place. We were living in Yerushalayim. I went before Rosh Hashanah to buy some meat. I went to the meat shop. So I went to the butcher, and as I walk into the butcher says to me, listen to this lovely vort. Amazing. Walk in there. I'll tell you something, the mashgiach should have been in the butcher shop and the butcher should have been in the yeshiva. So I'm walking in there, I didn't manage to get anything. And he tells me an amazing Devar Torah. He says to me, why when we start off davening, or Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and then Yom Kippur, we start off the Shliach Tzibur, a long, HaMelech. What's going on? HaMelech. Finish. There's lots of HaMelech. So he says, I'll tell you a moshel. He said to me, there was once somebody who was being pursued by a murderer. He was running with a long knife and he was chasing him. Why? Don't know. He was running away from him and he was chasing after him and he was running away. And the person, the Nirdov, was running as fast as he possibly could. But every time he turned round, he saw that his pursuer was getting a little closer. He tried, as much as he tried, He was closing in on him. He didn't know what to do, and he's giving him the runaround, chasing around the city from place to place. Finally, he sees getting close to him, and he notices he's just passing the king's palace. So he screams out in desperation, "Hamelech!" And the king looks outside, sees what's happening, and orders his soldiers to grab hold of this murderer, and he saves him. Says the butcher to me, says the butcher to me, "I must tell you," he says to me, "the murderer, the pursuer, is the sultan. And we are nirdofim. We're being pursued. We're being chased after for him to be able to chap us and to be able to finish us off. It comes, we do our best. Every single day of Elul, we have the shofar, we try and prepare ourselves. We're trying as best as we can. But as best as we can, lulei Hashem Oizrei, ein yocholoi. It comes to Rosh Hashanah and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to do your rotzen. But what can we do? He's after us. This monogon is after us. So in desperation before the din, we call out, Hamelech. We call out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabs the sotan and takes him out. And takes him away from us. That is the moshav. After that, all I could do was buy a little bit of meat for Yontif. But I thought I was coming to prepare for Yontif in the butcher shop to buy some meat. The truth is, the real achana that I got was long before I got anywhere near the freezers to be able to buy some meat for Yontif. That was the beautiful achana of Chaim Rosenkrantz. Is the butcher in Hanov, Choshev Yid. And that's what he told me. That was the Devar Torah. Why do I mention it? Because there's a fascinating thought. Luli Hashem Oizrei, Ein Yocholei. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't help us, we can't. So here we're in a precarious situation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it as well. Hashem knows that without his help, the odds are stacked against us. So if so, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol, what does he want from us? Hashem created us. He created us, so to speak, ziburis. We can't manage to overcome the temptation, the inclination, the interference, the bilbul, the everything is so upon us that we don't have the strength. So Hashem, what are you asking of us? So the answer might be that all HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking of us is Lule Hashem Oizrei Ein Yocholoi. But what's that by implication? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu does help us, we can. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us just to enlist his help. To ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's asking us, just ask, Hashem says, just ask for help. If you ask for help, you'll manage. And you'll be Zeich HaBadin. That's all it is. Yes, make a bit of a move. Pischoli Pesach kechuda shel machatz, ve'eftach lochem Pesach ke pischoi shel kechuda shel machatz, pischoi shel ulam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking us, why is that so important? Why does Hashem need us to come along and ask him for help? If Hashem in the first place knows that without his help we can't manage. It's the litmus test. There was once, tell you over, another martial story I once heard from Rav Lev. Rav Zev Lev, Shlita, he told over, there was once somebody who was held at gunpoint. He was held at gunpoint by a goy. He was held at gunpoint and he was told, eat this piece of chaza or else. So he thinks to himself, chaza, chas v'shalom, never. Pikuach nefesh, finished. So therefore, Yavoi Vali Horik. So he eats this piece of chaza. Tastes delicious. Says to the goy, could you do that again? So the question is, where are we in terms of, do we want to do the Rotzen Hashem, but it's just that the Satan is there to stop us? Or is it quite a convenient excuse, and is quite a convenient scapegoat to leave the Avodas Hashem alone? That's the question. So if we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his help, so then it transpires that really Ritzoneinu Narcissus would say Malkeinu. That's really what we want. Only the Satan is too much for us. We ask the Kodesh Baruch of his help, because that's what we really want. Who are we really? Are we someone who would like an excuse and say, look, Hashem, what can I do? The Satan. Or really, is it the other way round? That really what we're looking for over here is that we really want to do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only we're being hampered. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I thought to myself, when it came to Tisha B'Av, came to Tisha B'Av this year, I thought to myself, what is Tisha B'Av? By the way, it's all one sequence. Tisha B'Av, you've got the 3 weeks before, but people don't know about the 7 weeks afterwards. You've got 3 weeks before. Those are the 3 weeks we know. Preparation, getting us into the thing. 3 weeks, 9 days. Rosh Cholbay, Erev Tisha B'Av, Sodom Mafsekas, Tisha B'Av itself. But then what happens afterwards? There's Shiva de Nechemta. Those Shiva de Nechemta, those 7 weeks, 3 weeks in Av, 4 weeks in Elul. But when do they finish? Wow, they finish at Rosh Hashanah. So the Shiva de Nechemta are the 7 weeks of comfort, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, come close to me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Didn't work. Ani Yaseiro, Seiro, Leinu Chomo. But comes the beginning of Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Onuchi, Onuchi, Menachem Chem. I'm going to come, give you a Nechoma. Why couldn't Klal Yisrael have a Nechoma? It's all very well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us to have a Nechoma. We haven't got a Beis HaMikdosh. We haven't got the Ashras HaShchina. We're in Golus. We're suffering in the hands of the Goyim. What Nechoma can we have? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Onuchi, Onuchi, Menachem Chem. I'm going to come close to you. So the first 3 weeks are in Av, Loinu Chamo. From Anochi Anochi Menachem Chem until the last week, which is the week before Rosh Hashanah, that is over there, that is where Kibseis Chosn Al Kalo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, never mind that we haven't got the Beis HaMikdosh, the edifice, the physical place to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you've got a time to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rav Volber, Zeich Tzedek Roch, explained to us, that there are places to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're waiting for the Binyan Bayis Shlishi. But there's a place to come, there's a time to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Yom HaNoraim. That's what it is, Yom HaNoraim. And therefore, the Nechama for Tisha B'Av is the Kirva of Elul, the Kirva of Yom HaNoraim, and the ability to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even without the Beis HaMikdosh. Of course, we daven for it all the time, but without, that's what we have. But think to yourself, how many mitzvahs are we missing as a result of not having a Beis HaMikdosh? You work out huge numbers of mitzvahs. You've got two sedarim of the Shisha Sidra Mishnah that we can't keep. There's Kodshim and there's Taras. And not just that, but many of the mitzvahs of Zeroim don't apply Min HaTorah. The Midrabanan, we shouldn't forget them, so that when the Beis HaMikdosh is rebuilt, if you go through it, you'll probably find half of the mitzvahs of the Torah are not any more mitzvahs d'oraisa. Half the mitzvahs of the Torah. So the litmus test to ask ourselves is, do we want more mitzvahs or less mitzvahs? Do we belong to the group who say, HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Patrani, I've got these mitzvahs, I'm fine. Or are we turning around and saying, Lama Nigora, why should we miss out? Why should we be without these mitzvahs? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to do your mitzvahs, we want to do Ritzencho. If we belong to the second category, then we'll daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that take away the Satan. But if Chas V'Shalom we belong to the first category, it's actually quite convenient. This mitzvah doesn't apply, that mitzvah doesn't apply. I also have to go now and bring a korban and come up to Beis HaMikdash, Aliyah L'Regel, and I have to this, and I have to that, and I've done. The Kohenim have to be here, and the Leviim have to be there, and the Israelim with the Ma'amodas have to be somewhere else. And what's going to be with my holidays, my this doesn't fit in with that, the other. So then, at that stage, so then, why would a person daven that the Satan should be taken away? The Satan is actually quite convenient. Can you do it again? You know, let's go, Baruch Hashem, we're potter from the mitzvahs. This is really where we are. It's a beautiful idea. I heard, again, from Yehuda Adas some years back. And this only, This, if you, those who are Sfadi, who daven Nusach, not Nusach Sfad, but the real Sfadim, there's a beautiful piyut written by Shlomo ben Yehuda ibn Gabirol. So he wrote a beautiful piyut which says, Evrach Mimcho Eilecho. I'm going to flee from you to you. What's he saying? That we flee, we worry about the din, the mishpot, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to decide to be, what is going to be the destination, what is going to be our, what's going to be the decision this year, what's going to be? So we bereach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where do we run from? There's nowhere to run to. There's only one place to run to if we're worried about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishpot. To run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Evrach mimcho eilecho. I'm going to run. There's nowhere to run to. The only place to run to is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to succeed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be matzliach in our din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is horeitze b'shuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chamun hamar b'lisleach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just waiting for us to come back. And he wants us to be matzliach. Fascinating. There's only one entity in this world whose hatzlocha is its failure. What is that? There's only one being in this world whose hatzlocha is when he fails. Do you know anybody who, when they matzliach, they fail. And when they fail, they're matzliach. The Satan. The Satan was created, the purpose of the Satan was created precisely for the reason that we should overcome the Satan, so that we should get the schar for the bechira of deciding against the Satan. And that was the whole reason why the Satan himself is calling out to us, I don't want to win. Make sure I don't win. And my design, my purpose, my whole raison d'être is, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a being that's stronger than us to overcome us, to do what? To turn against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Impossible. Doesn't make any sense. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and what the Satan wants is for him to be beaten. And therefore, that's the way to look at it. Once, if you allow me, there is a beautiful piece. Ask a simple question. Let's change the time of year for a moment. And let's go back to when we were in Mitzrayim. We're in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'amartem elov, say to Paro, Hashem Elokeo Ivrim, Nikro Aleinu, V'ato Neilcho, let's go, Derech Shleishis Yomim Bamidbo, Perik Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches. Let's go. Let me ask you a simple question. What would have happened had Paro said, okay, Moshe Rabbeinu, fair request. 3 days, we'll give you 3 days. Off you go. Be Zaver, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Make sure you come back. What would have happened? Would we have come back? No? What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu is coming, B'Shem Hashem, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mido is Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chosomoy Emes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pull a fast one on Paroi and say to him, you know what, we're going off for 3 days, and then after that we're going to run away.
Can't pull a fast one on Paroi.
Don't know whether you can or you can't, but you surely, not just that, but even when we left Mitzrayim, and Paroi came to us, and he said, go, leave, Shmochus, excuse me, after you're going be'etzem ayom hazeh. Why? Rashi says, they shouldn't say afterwards, we left like ganovim like thieves in the thick of night. We had to leave middle of the midday we left. We waited. Excuse me. We'll leave when time is right. No one can say that had Mitzrayim been awake, had the Mitzrayim thing, they could have stopped us. So there was no way we were going to leave. So there's a beautiful piece of a pirush called Tuvichayim on the Eliyahu Zutta. Elyon Zuta, the end of Perek the end of Perek Tesvov. So Elyon Rabban Elyon Zuta was written by Elyon Anovi. So here, the Pirush of here, he says the following. He says the following. Uzeh shekosavnu lemala, de b'chol yoy mishtanim ho'inyonim lefi maise odom, nira letaritz, ma de kosher lecha'ir obinyin akosav itzias mitzrayim sh'om asher misparav, v'amarte milov, ne'el chono del shleishis yomim b'amidbo, v'gam yishra abinu pikesh miparoi, ne'el chono del shleishis yomim b'amidbo. Vahari rots nashem isparcha sheyelchu legamri mimitzrayim leeretz Yisrael. Velo yachzeruoid, as you said, you're right. Of course, that was the Gemesh Gassel Shom. Ale eschem, I'm going to take you out mi oini mitzrayim el eretz aknani. So how can this be? So v'kemesh sheichriach leparo leshalchom al gimel yomim hayochal achrichem leshalchom legamri. So what's going on? How could this be? So he answers and he says the following. He says, Klal Yisrael didn't have the schus to leave Mitzrayim yet. We didn't have the schus. We hadn't done enough to show our allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we needed to show our emunah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be prepared to leave Mitzrayim. Remember, we were heavily integrated into the Egyptian society. And therefore we had to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we signed our total allegiance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in order to, only when we did that, would we be zeicha to leave Mitzrayim. So had we gone out for 3 days as it was, so absolutely, that would have given us the schus to be able to leave Mitzrayim. Yes, we would have come back, done what we were supposed to have done, and then said to Paroi, we're leaving. That's what it was. Maybe as well, the same thing to give a slightly different answer. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we stand there and we mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we absorb and we acknowledge without a doubt that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us, Na'aseh v'nishma, we're going to do, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. Only then are we ready to be zeicha for the Yom HaDin, which is a process which takes us through to Yom Kippur. I want to finish with just one anecdote, one something. We said this morning in Atfilis, and we say every single day in Slichas, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chotonu Surenu, Slach Lonu Yotzreinu. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The question is, why Chotonu Tzureinu, Slach Lonu Tzureinu? Or Chotonu Yotzreinu, Slach Lonu Yotzreinu? Why the change from one to the next? So again, this is something I heard from Rav Atis going back many years. Sorry?
What do those two words mean?
So Tzureinu means our rock. Yotzreinu means our creator. So we have sinned, our rock, forgive us, our creator. Why the change? Why the change in Lashon? So Rav Atis explained and said, look, someone who's done an Avera, he says, it's not just, you know, sorry, terribly sorry, forgive me, gone. An Avera is a metzius. An Avera is a blemish, is genuinely a damage and a blemish in our neshamas. Our neshamas are harmed from each and every Avera. It's a metzius that we've done. We've done something wrong, we've done something good, it's also metzius. We don't realize it because in the physical world we don't see it. In the spiritual world, we're damaged, we're harmed. Our neshamas are harmed. So can't just say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, so you're sorry. Somebody takes a little boy, was playing around in the garden, he takes a stone and he throws it and hits the neighbor's window, smashes the window, comes along and he's sobbing in tears, terribly sorry. I don't know, he's more worried about the neighbor or what his parents will do to him. But he's coming along, he's in tears and everything else. Little bits of shards of glass, which he said he's sorry, are all going to pick themselves up from the floor, from the ground, find exactly the place that they're supposed to be, and miraculously, or even auto glass can't do it, all the little pieces suddenly, it's gone, all the cracks are gone. Impossible, no such thing. How does it help? We stand in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, Chotonu Tzureinu, Slach Lonu, terribly sorry, yeah, I'll forgive you. But the damage is done. The neshamas are harmed. The metzias of Ra is there in the world. So he says it's a nes. That is the matana of Yom Kippur. Chotanu tzureinu, slach lonu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yoytzureinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kviyochol, recreates our neshamas afresh. There's no just, I'm sorry. You can't just say, I'm sorry, terribly sorry. Say to someone, terribly sorry, and that's it, finished. Expect him to forgive you. An aveira is damaged. It's a smashed window. And therefore, the tremendous matan of Yom Kippur is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just cleanse us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually renews our neshamas, gives us, repairs them, gives us a new, it's therefore, chotanu tzureinu, slach lonu, yoytzreinu, because you have to reinvent our neshamas in order to give us a kapara. When we appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do, kivyochol, in order to put us back into shape, it gives us that preparation. Every day we're saying this, we realize that gives us a whole new different outlook on every single opportunity, situation where an aveira could be done, a mitzvah could be missed. These are real damages. These are real things. We appreciate that more. And we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to go into the new year. We're going to go to the year that's ahead of us. And we're going to constantly enlist your help. Lulei oizroi eine yocholoi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us with that great, with that new resolve. That's why we have Rosh Hashanah. We need all of that to be zeicher to a Yom Kippur. It's more than just the bathroom in the moshel. It's more than just having a shower and taking off the mud and taking off the dirt. It is actually reinventing us. It's repairing something that is eternally smashed up Yiderach HaTeva, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chastei HaGadol gives us a new opportunity, creates us and gives us that opportunity. Nu, maybe Zeichem et Hashem, we should fully utilize these Yemei Hadin and turn them into Rachamim. Beis Hashem, maybe Zeichem to Shana Tovah Masukah.
So why is it Tom Tzureinu? Why is
this Tzureinu? Our rock, Shmolko is behind us. Okay.